Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Show Kate Delaney, and I tell you what, the mothership of this show is in Minneapolis, which is more like a war zone because of the death of George Floyd, the chaos, the looting, the mayor begging for peace, massive unrest that is also spreading to other areas of the U.S. And I'll tell you what, very, very sad and unacceptable what happened to Floyd. There is no question about that. He had his life choked out of him thanks to the police officer who kneeled on his neck for far too long. And he was saying, "Sir, I can't breathe. I can't breathe." And many of the signs you see in these protests say, "I can't breathe." Can you imagine if my brother were ever in that situation? I have no idea what my husband would have to do to hold me back, because it would be very, very tough. And tough on his family, but his family saying to the people who are protesting, absolutely, this is wrong. Absolutely, someone should pay for this, the police officers who were involved, etc. But it's not the right thing to do to perpetrate any kind of violence or riot. And good for them when they're in this time of horrible grief and shock to come forward and say that and to try to get people to calm down. But maybe it's because people are sick of the same old thing. Why did this happen? Why? Why did this happen? What happened to the guy that was sitting in the car that got accused of floating a counterfeit bill where there was nothing violent or wild in his eyes or anything that he had for a weapon in his hand? And it crushes me in two sides of this, because I understand with police departments what's happening. Police, and this is not excusing this in any way, it was atrocious and disgusting and wrong on every single level that I could possibly think of. But when I think of police officers who are doing everything they can to bridge any kind of gaps in communities, and I've seen this in Dallas, I've seen this in Philadelphia, I've seen this in Los Angeles, not all the police, but certainly some that I know, people that I know that are friends, people that I know that work hard to try to do that. And when they see this, it just also raises the anger inside of them, because they understand, what does this mean for everybody else in their profession? So once again, the protests continue to grow. The fireworks are shot off into the sky, and the Minneapolis Police Department, the third precinct, burning. And this again is what is the reaction to the death of George Floyd that should have never happened on Memorial Day Monday. And the fact that the tensions have been rising for days since his death, it's not unusual that would happen. I mean, he died in police custody after a white officer pinned him to the ground under his knee. And it has further escalated through Thursday and into the weekend. Protesters getting out of hand as they want answers, they want justice, etc. And the Minneapolis Police Department released a statement saying, "The precinct was evacuated after 10 o'clock in the interest of the safety of our personnel." And they informed the protesters ignited several fires, but didn't offer any other kind of information other than that. Hundreds of protesters flooding the Minneapolis streets for a march through downtown. That's what happened. The people of Minneapolis protesting what they're calling the public execution of George Floyd, and saying that, you know, you look at other things that have happened and the negligence, the toxic tradition of this of abuse, etc. So where do we head from here? There are conversations that are going on, but the time to act is now. We'll see what comes out of this in the last handful of days. I'm certain that part of the Sunday swirl is going to be this conversation. The president immediately called for an investigation. Of course, the same thing, realizing that how out of control and how wrong this is, that what happened in Minneapolis, and just a hell of condemnation is raining down on Minneapolis officers across the board, and but especially, of course, those linked to the death of an innocent man from the perspective of why would you choke the life out of him, you know, George Floyd again. And I think that we've only seen the tip of the iceberg. And can you imagine while this is happening, the end of real life has stopped for so many of us because we're in this bubble of the pandemic where now 40 million people have filed for unemployment, 40 million in 10 weeks. And then when we look at the coronavirus and the amount of deaths that we've had in the U.S. because of COVID-19, where, yes, there are areas, thank goodness, that are opening up and people are getting back to work and social distancing is being measured off and various things are happening to make it safe for people. But we've lost 103 souls in this country. 379,000 have survived, thank goodness, or recovering. 1.76 million confirmed cases. If we pop that number worldwide, because we are all in this together, the vaccine is being worked on beyond our borders and in our borders. Whoever comes up with it first or different variations, it's all good. 360,000 deaths worldwide. Recovered, 2.4 million. Confirmed cases, 5.8 million. Now when somebody coughs, everybody looks. Somebody says they have a dry throat and a headache, take their temperature. It is still something we are combating. And the worry, of course, is will people completely ignore what's happening, not do the distancing thing, and put us back in a situation that we don't want to be in. It's about being responsible and being able to do what you need to do to keep yourself safe and other people safe. So with the opening up, we're seeing some shifts and ideas of our pool safe, our plane safe, our camps safe. What should we do and what should we not do? I mean, traditionally in the summer, cookouts on beaches and family reunions, that might be a little bit difficult, but depends on where you are and how much space you have, right? And people are saying, we have to get back to fun, but we have to do it carefully and differently so we can get the infection under control. That, yes, you can expand your sphere, but be careful where you expand. And it's easy, because it's so elusive, to get lulled into a false sense of security. I will tell you this. I've been told by several doctors that the pool is pretty low risk because chlorine generally kills viruses, right? But, of course, anything near the pool, if you had a crowded pool and people in and out with snacks and everything else, changing rooms, that would be a whole different story. It's a different way of life, my friends. We're talking about numbers next in my version of We Can Count.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Numbers. I'll say it again. Look around you. Everything has to do with numbers. They're either wow numbers or ooh numbers. Or maybe it's somewhere in between, meaning we react to big numbers, and that's how we measure things. And I realized that a couple of years ago, so I started this segment called We Can Count. For example, what is a very sad number? 40 million people. Ooh. Filing for unemployment. The good news is there's help, and they can get the help and hopefully get back to work in a shorter amount of time than some people think. Now, there is a concern, depending on what the person did for a living, that what's the hurry to get back to work, right? If it's better on unemployment, you had a crappy job to begin with a nasty boss, would you want to hurry up and get back there? And I think that you could put those stories in a box because there's so many other people that would rather be feeling productive and probably are making more money. So it's, I think actually if you went through a lot of the claims, they would be making less money depending on what it is. So 2.1 million more Americans last week filed for unemployment, and overwhelmingly a bill passed to this week to make it easier for small businesses to use federal loans, but the Senate has to support it too, but at least it gets through one hoop. We'll see if it gets through another hoop. Tough to say. South Korea has decided they're going to reinstate some social distancing measures, including school closures, after they've had a recent uptick in the viruses. You know, we watch what's happening in other countries to kind of measure it a little bit against what's happening in the United States. But our country is so different from so many of these other spaces that it's some of the measuring doesn't really add up, if you will. However, the lockdown restrictions, all of that, again, because they've seen the spike in deaths. But when I said they've seen a spike in deaths, you know how many people have died in South Korea? 269. Confirmed cases, 11,402. Recovered, over 10,000 people. So, again, comparing what's going on in South Korea to what's happening in the United States is like apples and oranges in some sense, except for to kind of gauge what's going on with the spikes. So, since they've re-implemented lockdown restrictions after they saw their biggest spike in cases in more than 50 days. Parks, museums, state-run theaters in Seoul, their capital city, shut down for the next 2 weeks to slow the spread of COVID-19. And the resurgence of cases were in Seoul. 67 of the 79 new cases were there. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are reporting that. You know, about half of South Korea's 51 million people live in the city. So that's where people congregate. There's a lot of people there, and there's where you got the spike. And this is always where the concern lies, right, in the more crowded areas. Just something for us to watch. All right, more numbers, if you will. And that includes NFL owners who have tabled some of the discussions they've been having about alternative onside kick measure. And they've approved some other little tiny tweaks, but some of the more drastic things that they talked about they didn't do. I thought you'd find this interesting. They had a virtual meeting, and the owners agreed to table the proposal that would have permitted a team to maintain possession of the ball following a scoring drive by converting a 4th and 15 from their own 25-yard line during an untimed play. If the attempt was unsuccessful, the opposing team would reclaim possession wherever the ball was blown dead. But because of where we are, the implementation of that, it just didn't, you know, make sense. So they decided to table that. It's interesting because there's always rule tweaks. There's always complaints about what is pass interference and isn't there a better way to call that? There was one rule change that was interesting. Removal of a loophole that allowed coaches to manipulate the game clock with multiple dead ball fouls. It's so frustrating. Like, I'll give you an example. Not picking on him, but last October, Patriots coach Bill Belichick intentionally took consecutive penalties on 4th down plays late in the fourth quarter against the Jets to allow the clock to continue running. So that's not going to be an option anymore. Smart. People are paying attention. Knew that's not going to happen anymore. So, you know, there you go. All right, let's jump to something else that I think is pretty interesting, and that is what's going on in the entertainment world, because so much is changing with movies not being made, productions of television shows being shut down, and now there's a clamor for scripts for Zoom and to come up with other ways to do television and to look at the movie business and how do you get that up and going, and how do you keep people interested in the entertainment business. Well, with all the streaming, I think certainly some movies are seeing that from the past are getting rated and are having a lot of people look at them now, and people are getting involved in binge watching. So I don't think entertainment is dead. It's just changing, but it's changing in a very, very big, big way. All right. How about this? there was something, I think this was pretty interesting with, because she would count as an entertainment, but Meghan McCain is going to shield her pregnancy details after she's decided, you know, I'm not going to dump all the details out there, because she said she got so many hurtful comments about her father's death. And, of course, John McCain, Senator John McCain, died in August of 2018 from brain cancer. So the 35-year-old said, people keep requesting and asking me to show pictures and details of my pregnancy, but given that, this is what she said, given that people write on photos I put up of my family, they are glad my dad got cancer and he's in hell, I thought I would leave my unborn child out of the social media cesspool as much as possible. So it's interesting because you need social media when you're a celebrity or on a talk show like Meghan McCain is, but at the same time she sees the backlash, and it was very hurtful, she's right, some of the things that were written to her personally about her dad every time she had some kind of a photo or something up there. So she's smart, saying, you know, why would I subject my unborn child to that? So I'm not going to do it. So that also means that the paparazzi types are going to be looking for photos of her. They'll be staked out at wherever she's going to give birth, and they're going to look for her. That's what happens, Megan. They find other ways to get to you. Netflix is really doing well. They're nearing 200 million subscribers. Yes. Others are trying to keep pace with this behemoth. That's crazy. They think that the number will be 200 million by July. And they say in a market where most people pay for only two or three street services, Netflix size and rapid rise means trouble. The advantage for Netflix is that it's turned its subscriber base into this revenue-creating kind of machine. You know how much it could bring in? Oh, this just would turn your stomach if you worked for Blockbuster. It could bring in, because pretty much Blockbuster is done because they didn't innovate. But anyway, it could bring in $25 billion this year. $25 billion. Net, this is net income, could top $300 million. But, of course, one of the things is they've got to keep their original programming current, and they have to add new subscribers all the time, and they have to juggle. And, you know, Netflix has a market value of $188 billion. $188 billion. Wow. Like I said, who knew? Netflix knew that they were onto something, and of course now, bigger than ever with binging and people staying at home, watching more television shows, etc., through streaming services. Coming up, we're going to Australia. I'm going to introduce you to a really fascinating lady. You don't want to miss this conversation. That's next.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation into the shooting death of an unarmed black man in Georgia as a hate crime now, according to attorneys for the victim's family. Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed by two white men while jogging in his neighborhood on February 23rd. Three arrests were made this month after a video surfaced of the violent encounter. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Georgia will look into why Glynn County and the state of Georgia took more than 2 months to make an arrest and whether the region has historically violated the rights of its citizens. The U.S. attorney said he plans to file criminal and civil charges. William Bryan, who recorded Arbery's killing from his car, was arrested and charged with felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. His footage showed 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis confronting Arbery before they shot him. This is USA Radio News. New research shows just how dangerous the coronavirus is for cancer patients. Those who developed COVID-19 were much more likely to die within a month than people without cancer who got it. They are the largest reports on people with both diseases in the United States, the United Kingdom, Spain, and Canada. In one study, half of 928 current and former cancer patients with COVID-19 were hospitalized, and 13% of those died. That's far more than the various rates that have been reported in the general population. The federal government has charged Paul Penn, a Georgia man, with trying to sell 50 million non-existent N95 masks to a foreign government at a price 500% higher than the mask normal value. Penn and his associates, through his company, acted as a middleman to negotiate a cut of the $317 million sale price. The unnamed foreign government agreed to the price and wired funds to complete the purchase. The money transfer was disrupted by U.S. Secret Service just before the transaction could be completed. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
We're going to Australia, one of my favorite places, and I'm going to introduce you to an incredible woman here on Author's Corner. Her name is Kayleen Hay, and she's written a book called For the Love of Self, The Proven Tools and Strategies for Healing My Life. And she has such a powerful story that you can learn from, and I think you're going to have big takeaways from this. This book is absolutely a game changer. Thank you so much, Kayleen, for coming on the show.
Hi, Kate. It's lovely to be here.
Let's talk about the reason, and you and I talked off the air, but let's talk about the reason why you wrote the book. What prompted you to write this book?
Well, I think I had found a way to heal myself naturally without drugs or surgery that I thought other people could possibly use as well, and it relates to healing myself of stage 3 vaginal cancer, and that which took 6 months for that to all take place when I first found out until it was all gone. So I just felt that that was a powerful thing to pass on to people. Don't try not to get into the fear mode too much and run off to the doctors and do this and do that because you don't think you've got any time. This has been building in your body or in your mind or whatever for quite a while. So another day or a week won't make that much difference really. And just sit and think and be with yourself and what would I really like to do? How would I like to handle this? And however you choose to handle it is perfect for you. Don't worry about what anyone else says.
And you said that one of the things you said, and I think this is powerful, I love that advice, instead of, because there is that panic moment and you just think,
go to the doctor, just do, you know, what we got to do this right now. But mm-hmm. people don't sit with it often, especially when you're talking about, like, stage three. So you sit mm-hmm. with it, you decide what you're going to do, and then you have to go deeper. So what happens that you go deeper and you dig and you uncover some things that helps you release it, you think?
Well, I think everything in our, that presents in our body and mind as a disease or an illness or whatever has some emotional and mental background, let's say. So if we can find out what that is, we can heal that. It might be a terrible childhood. It could be a bad relationship with your mother or father, all sorts of things, or abuse in any way. So if you can find out that, then you can send healing to it, because then we understand where it's coming from. You learn to understand why it happened. And so then it just clears that away and helps your body and your mind heal. It may not do all of it. Depends what the issue is. I mean, I can't say it works for everything, but I think looking beneath the surface, asking the questions, why this? Why could this have happened? Where did it happen? And wait for the answers to come in and go with that.
And so you did that, and then how long was it from the time you found out the news that you had stage three cancer to all of a sudden, poof, it's gone?
Well, it was actually 6 months, but in the meantime, it had been growing more inside until I found out who the sexual abuse that had happened, who it was, how old I was, and all those sorts of things. Once I found out all those details, which had been sort of way out of my mind, I had no idea this had happened, within a week of knowing that, of course, I sent more healing then. Once I knew, I sent more forgiveness and everything to the people involved there. And once I knew that, within a week, it was gone. I knew it was gone, but I was afraid. I wanted to look just to prove that it had gone, but I wasn't game to, because I thought, wow, a week and it's gone. And it was just totally gone, and it has never returned. Now, that's 19 years ago.
Wow. What a powerful story. And I think key there too is what you said, Kayleen, is that the forgiveness, you did the forgiveness, you went through it and you didn't just say, okay, that happened, but you actually took the time and did that. And that probably made a huge difference. And again, we're speaking with Kayleen Hay, and the name of the book that you can get on Amazon is, For the Love of Self, The Proven Tools and Strategies for Healing My Life. Tell us some of the proven tools. What, for people listening, what are some tools they can use to start digging?
Well, just sitting quietly somewhere with your eyes closed and just pray about it, ask about it, talk about it in your mind like you're talking to God or whoever you like to talk to, Jesus or angels or just to your own self, just talk about it. And then, you know, like you're asking for the answers. So let the answers come in a way that I can understand. I can clearly understand what it means to me. It could come in all sorts of different ways, Kate. It could come in with a word straight away. You've got to be quick sometimes to catch it. Or it could come in something you read in the newspaper or on the TV. So it's trusting, first of all, quieting yourself, asking the questions, and let's see what answers come. So that's sort of the first thing, because then I always use Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, and looked at the probable cause of my sore toe, let's say, and it said whatever. And then a new thought pattern. So then I would use her thought pattern, or I would make up a combination of hers and mine, or just my own. So then the affirmations was part of it. And seeing during those times too, I mean, I did a lot of Reiki, so I sent a lot of healing to myself, to all sorts of things that were relevant to my issues. So I felt that the Reiki helped a lot. And I had other friends too who did healing with me as well. So I think that the healing, the intuition, the just trusting your own guidance. What else would there have been? I mean, it's pretty, in a way, it's really simple, Kate. I think that's probably about it. It's just
intuition.
Sitting quietly about it, asking the question and getting your answers, and then taking whatever action you need to take from there.
Yeah, I love that you said intuition. That really stands out to me because for some reason, and you certainly know this, Kayleen, a lot of people ignore their intuition. I mean, I'm sure I've been guilty of it in my life, and then it comes back to bite me. But then when I pay attention to my intuition, it always turns out pretty good. But there is something about ignoring what's right in front of us sometimes that can come back and haunt us, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, for sure. Intuition is just such a powerful tool. And it can take a little bit of practice because we don't trust it all the time. But, you know, if you make a boo-boo to start off with and you get the message wrong, well, that's fine. But at least you're learning to trust yourself to follow what you get. And it gets easier and easier. After a while, it just sort of happens really, you know, really easily. But, learning to trust your own. And if you're going to ask other people for opinions or what about this or about that, you ask six people, you'll get six different answers. So then you're more and more confused. So you have to learn to trust your own intuition.
Oh, I love that you said that. That's so powerful because that's what happens. You ask somebody, you know, for what you want to hear, either you want it to be validated,
yeah,
and then if it's not validated, then you get into that whole back and forth thing with whoever,
yep,
it is. I mean, it's almost like you're peeling back the layers of my relationship, Kayleen.
Right?
But it is. It's so true. And we do it. It's a natural reflex. So some of this takes work. And the key thing is, you know, you talked about this, is, you know, healing my life, because that's what you did. You literally healed your life. When people read your book, what do you hope they take away from it?
That everyone is a powerful being. We're all created in love and we are love. So to try and let go of the fear, because the fear just keeps you locked in the past in a way. So if we can let go of fear and let in the love, then it helps, you know, loving ourselves, just loving everything really, humanity as such, and being unconditional. I think that helps. But we're more powerful than we realize, and until we're given something, let's say like my cancer, we don't really realize just how powerful we are as a being and what we are capable of doing. And I also believe that we're never given any more than we can handle. So if you're presented with something, don't run away from it. Just say, oh, great, this is happening for a reason. Bring it on. This is something that's going to help me heal areas of my life that may have been really holding me back. So, yeah, just trust in yourself and know that you can do anything that you put your mind to, really.
Oh, I love that. So it's like you said, 19 years, you've been cancer-free 19 years, and it uncovered for you, you're the perfect example of that, it uncovered for you something that you needed to deal with, you dealt with it, and, you know, we're talking about almost two decades, and how freeing was that for you?
Well, it was amazing, but, you know, I also realized that everyone's just sort of a product of their environment, and so what the people that I know, because they were close to our family, I sort of know their history, and so it sort of gets passed down the line, and everyone's really just doing the best they can with the knowledge and awareness that they have at that time. So when you understand that, you can't really blame them, or forgiveness is the only way of handling it, because I don't agree with what they did. No, of course I don't. But it sets me free from the whole thing, and I can just move on then, saying, okay, this is what's happened. I've dealt with it. I've forgiven them, and set both of us free, really. So, it's quite an interesting, it's simple, but it's complex. And I know some things are very hard to forgive. But if you're just willing to forgive sometimes, that can be enough for now, and it'll come back again, an opportunity will come back again to forgive. But I was going back to what I was saying before, I believe that we choose all this before we come in anyway. As a soul, if you believe in reincarnation, we come back many times to work on issues. And so, as a pre-life choice, I chose my parents, my environment, my experiences and all that to learn about, I think, about loving myself, which is the main thing, self-love, self-worth, all that, and relationships. So at the end of the day, there's no one to blame. It's just all there for us to learn and grow from.
Ah, So well said, and a perfect place to end this. Kayleen Hay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kay. It was wonderful.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On your smartphone or your computer, and you could help scientists fight COVID-19. Juwan Hindo joins us. She is the corporate social responsibility manager for IBM, and she's going to tell us how we can do that. Juwan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show, Kate.
So I know that what you're talking about is something called the World Community Grid. I'm fascinated by this. Explain how it works.
So World Community Grid is essentially a way for anyone to help scientists who are tackling all kinds of problems. So in our latest project, for example, called Open Pandemics, we've partnered with scientists at Scripps Research in California, and they're looking for treatment options to fight COVID-19. Now, to do that, they have to kind of figure out what chemical compound could work against the disease, but there's literally millions of chemicals to choose from. So it's not really that practical for them to do that in kind of a more of a traditional, you know, lab environment or context. That can get really expensive and can take years, maybe even decades, which obviously isn't realistic, especially when you're in the middle of a pandemic. So instead, what they can can do is essentially simulate a lot of this traditional lab work on a computer. So they can use software that mimics what would happen in the lab. And this way, they take these millions of possibilities and kind of narrow them down to, you know, a number that's actually manageable to take to the lab for testing. But the problem is that these simulations can need a lot of computing or processing power. And most scientists typically don't have their own supercomputer to kind of do this. And so that's where we step in, and that's why IBM created World Community Grid. So it's essentially a way for the Scripps researchers to take these millions of simulations and spread them out amongst our volunteer community who run these simulations on their machines, you know, their computer or Android device, through the app that you install on your device. Essentially think of it as a way of crowdsourcing the problem to a community of volunteers.
Wow, and you've had this World Community Grid that has had massive success before. Tell us what you've tackled before, some of the research projects. I know one of them included Ebola.
Yeah, I mean, over the years, we've supported over 30 different projects on all kinds of research around cancer, Ebola, Zika, also environmental projects around water quality and renewable energy. And we've really seen what can come out of this model and how by bringing together sort of the scientists with our volunteer community, how much progress can be made. So we've been able to help scientists discover new materials for solar energy. They've discovered drug candidates for neuroblastoma, which is a particularly common and dangerous type of childhood cancer. Other scientists have been able to find more efficient ways of filtering water. So it's really wonderful to see how this model can work and to sort of build on that success and now get to use the same sort of technology and you know, tap into the same volunteer community to try and tackle COVID-19.
And you talk about the volunteer community. I know there's people listening that are thinking, wow, that's really cool. I heard something about an app. How can I participate? So how can the people listening get involved?
So you would go to worldcommunitygrid.org. From there, you install the World Community Grid app on your computer or Android device. And then you pick which causes you want to support. So the Open Pandemics Project is one of a number of research projects currently running on World Community Grid, and you get to pick and choose which ones you want to contribute to. And then that's it. You're good to go. After that, the app kind of runs on its own. It figures out if there's any unused computing power. So can it actually run a simulation, or does it need to back off and come back when there's, you know, computing power that's unused that it can put towards these simulations. All of that is handled sort of seamlessly through the app. Really, as a volunteer, all you do is install the software and pick the causes you want to support.
So very cool. And you've been involved in technology consulting, and you see your role, or we just talked about your role with IBM and the corporate social responsibility. This World Community Grid, Juwan, I have to think this has to be such a cool thing for you to do. What's it like for you to be involved with this?
I love it. I mean, as you mentioned, I started my career in consulting sort of in IT consulting specifically and fairly technical roles. And just the opportunity to kind of use technology for social impact and get to work on a project like this and get to learn about the science and meet the researchers behind this and, you know, engage with the volunteers. It's such a gift.
All right, so everybody can help out. You go to worldcommunitygrid.org. What a pleasure to meet you, Juwan Hindo. Keep changing the world. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. It's been lovely.
Wow, fascinating to me to see the way this works. And you heard Juwan talk about this, you know, the World Community Grid, how you can get involved. And to me, it's free, right? She mentioned volunteers. I mean, you're one of the volunteers. This is a way you can actually help while you're
sitting on, you know, the couch watching something, petting the dog, doing whatever. And how cool is that, that you get these virtual scientific experiments, as she explained, and this is all through the computer. So it is what happens when your devices would otherwise be idle, I guess. You know, you think of this app, and the app crunches numbers for scientists who need, as Juwan mentioned, every bit of processing power to run their simulations. And we know they go through massive amounts of simulations. So, I mean, this is anywhere in the world that all you have to do. This is why I love technology. This is the side of technology I really like. You can be anywhere in the world and you download the app on your desktop, your laptop, whatever, your smartphone. And then the IBM cloud automatically distributes and collects those the assignments on the volunteers' computers. And you think about what World Community Grid has done in the past, and we mentioned that briefly there. The 770,000 people, the 450 organizations have contributed to two, this is crazy, this is a crazy number, and you know I'm a numbers person, that have contributed to nearly 2 million years of computing power. Let me say that again. 2 million years of computing power to support these research projects. And there's been, you know, 30 research projects. We've talked about one, or I asked about one, Ebola, the studies on cancer, influenza, muscular dystrophy, malaria, AIDS. And there's even like these projects, which is so fascinating to me, for developing better water filtration systems, solar energy collection. And it blows my mind. It does. I understand the process now, and it's been explained to me before. But thinking of you know, this community grid, where you get on the community grid, and it's called Open Pandemics COVID-19, which, by the way, it was devised by Scripps Research, which they're the largest private nonprofit biomedical research organization in the U.S. And the fact that you can, you know, use these screen compounds, because again, that's what it is. Because if you're sitting there saying, "What is she talking about?" That's what it becomes. That's what it is. It's the screen compounds for future pandemics. And I mean, to me, it's such a layup to do this, but I think it's exciting that this is one of the ways technology can be used for the betterment of you know, science, of us, of what's happening in the world. And I've actually seen it in action. If you remember, I've talked about it before on the show, when I got involved with a charity, and I saw how, by combining something that was going on in Twitch with gaming, there was actually this compounding that helped with cancer research. So it goes to the same thing where we're talking about this community grid, where you can be a part of the solution simply by using your devices. Because again, you think of those compounds and what the scientists have to do, and how they can use the help of these volunteers. There's so many different volunteers to be able to do the work that they need to do, when you think of the power, etc., that takes. Just absolutely fascinating. So thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience, with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships. Tour Ships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.